no father.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a term for that around here? Or?
Well, just that.
Okay. Yeah, somebody told me he used to use different terms earlier, but now they've sort of wiped that out because it's, you know, no longer so taboo. Do you know what a shivaree is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is that?
That's when you get married and all the neighbors come in and greet you into the neighborhood.
Okay.
As man and wife.
Okay.
They piled my bedroom full of tin cans, and one of them was a lard bucket with a rattlesnake in it that was dead. We had really lovely neighbors. We lived at Cheyenne Wells.
That's nice. Do people use do people play harmonicas around here? I mean, if you
not too much.
No. They used to.
Now, where I was raised in the Peyton area, I have some brothers and uncles that played the harmonic.
Okay, but not too much anymore.
Good music.
Yeah. Okay. What would that music be classified as now, do you know? Bluegrass?
The harp, or? I guess, or bluegrass, yes.
Okay. Is there a thing around here that kids, or maybe when you were younger, that kids played on, it's a board?
That's a teeter-totter.
Okay. Do you know what a wishbone is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, for me, it's something you bring out of a turkey, maybe a chicken. Is that the same for you?
Mm-hmm.
And you dry it, and then kids play a game where they break it. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
The one that gets the longest piece gets their wish.
Okay. If someone... someone might use the expression to carry a heavy load, but I'm not in a figurative sense, but actually to carry a heavy load. Would you hear the term maybe lug
mm-hmm.
to say that? Would that be a common one? What about pack?
Yeah, it could be load, pack, tote.
Okay, good. You got any local fairs in this area? Do they have any fairs once a year?
They have the Teller County Fair at Cripple Creek.
Okay. When is that?
It's usually the first part of August.
Okay. Does that include, what does that have, like things that are grown and things that people make and things like that? Or?
Yes. And they have a rodeo combined with it and sell the 4-H sheep, hogs, and cattle. And
okay. Have you ever heard the term dude used, like, on a ranch? What does that mean, dude?
Somebody don't know what they're doing.
Okay. What is the name of the place around here where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Are there any other terms for that you can think of? Maybe sort of slangy or something?
Well, we have a place where if you're cremated... you can be buried there.
Okay.
Crematory, I think they call them, or okay. Something like that.
What is the, when people pass away, there's a sort of ceremony for them. What is that called around here?
A funeral.
Okay. And people are buried in a casket around here. Can it be called anything else that you know of? Okay. Let's see, we talked about ghosts, we talked about haunted houses. Is there a name for a thing that, what would they call, like, sort of the, I guess some people would consider this the opposite of angels, or...
an apparition?
Okay, I was thinking...
Or the devil?
Yeah, that's it. Do you have a term for being really tired?